It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. This Saturday is Glenwood Springs River Fest cleanup. We've got a couple commissioners from the Glenwood Springs River Commission, Sarah Gordon and Erica Gibson. And then Trent Hyatt is the senior planner for the city and the staff liaison with the River Commission. Remind me, I know you did this last year because you came in and talked about it, Trent. Second annual? 5th, 10th, 15th?
The event's been going on approximately since the year 2000, so this may be the 19th annual.
may event. Or may not be.
That's right.
may not be continuous. I got you. Okay. Similar to other river cleanups, everybody kind of gets together, they get marching orders, and then everybody gets sent out on their jobs for the day, fill a bunch of those big bright orange bags, and then come back and have a little party?
Yeah, very similar to that format. We do have the opportunity for folks to either come in and sign in the morning at the park and do walking tours of areas close by Two Rivers Park. But if you'd also like, you could join a team and we could set you up with a specific location on the river that you can start from. But then, yeah, we encourage everyone to join us after the 9 to 12 p.m. time frame in the morning doing the cleanup to join us at Two Rivers Park for a celebration at 12 p.m. in the afternoon.
Particularly is Roaring Fork River or is it Roaring Fork and Colorado?
We do both the Colorado and Roaring Fork Rivers. We've also branched out into the Three Mile Creek area, Mitchell Creek. I think last year we even had a team that went up South Canyon to clean up towards landfill as well.
All right. So Sarah and Erica, you're volunteer members of the River Commission. Right. So I'm curious what got the two of you interested in doing this. Obviously, Sarah teaching biology at CMC, I could see where biology and rivers could kind of come to play together a little bit.
Right, they do. I actually grew up here in Glenwood back in the 90s, was part of one of the first River Watch programs with Mike Wild at Glenwood Springs High School. He, along with many others, helped instill the love of biology and rivers and water quality and recently moved back a couple years ago, and it just made perfect sense for me with my background in environmental science and biology to sort of give back to my community in a way that fit the best, and that at the time felt like River Commission. So I'm really happy to be doing that for the town.
So how long ago have you did you join the River Commission?
Year and a half, two-ish. Okay. Okay. Something like that, yeah.
so fairly new.
Yeah.
By the way, do you, with your students, or did you in high school ever do the thing where you took samples from random things around the school and then grew them to see what, put them in the incubator to see what would grow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biology can be fun.
Yeah. We called it the backlash from Liplash. And we were very happy to see that the pots and pans from the kitchen were the cleanest things that we could find in the entire school.
Yeah.
We were very happy for that. Very, very thankful.
Erica, I'm pretty disgusted by cell phones these days for that exact reason.
Well, that's a great point.
Yeah.
You know, now that you mention it, I think we did do a receiver. We swabbed a receiver, like an old-fashioned telephone receiver, but obviously we didn't have cell phones. So
yeah.
I bet you're absolutely right. Okay, that's a reason to have that, what do you call the stuff that you, the hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Yeah,
hand sanitizer handy for your phone even.
And clean water to wash your hands in.
There you go. And thank you for bringing me right back to the conversation. Erica, what about you?
Well, I'm also fairly new, and I had just moved out to Glenwood Springs. I'm a water rights attorney, and so a lot of my interest has always been around the rivers and water and how we interact with it on public policy, in a public policy kind of way. And just moving out here, I wanted to expand that and kind of be involved in rivers, which are very important for Glenwood, in a broader context. So you get to learn about all kinds of things, including what we just learned about.
Sure. Water rights in general, obviously that talks about who has a right to the water and who can use the water, but not necessarily the quality of the water, right?
There is a component of for water rights. It's a I think it's going to be a little bit more important in the future, but right now, yeah, they're kind of separate.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll watch for that. Mm-hmm. You know, legislation can change anything, right?
Yeah. Well, you are. Well, I should say this. My partners will be upset with me, but it is you're entitled to water in the amount and the quality that you've appropriated it. So.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So quality actually does come into play. Interesting. By the way, if you want to learn more about this Saturday's Riverfest, there is some information on the city's website at cogs.us/Riverfest. So as commissioners, will the two of you have a hands-on responsibility this Saturday, or will you be more about planning and kind of leading other general members of the public that maybe haven't done the river cleanup before?
I think it'll be both. I think it'll just depend on the situation. We're there to get our hands dirty and help anyone that needs assistance.
Gotcha.
Yeah, last year I actually was cleaning up the river south of Glenwood, south of the airport, and we had a team pulling out some pretty old tin cans from some rock crevices in the river. And then this year I'll be in the park actually stationed there helping volunteers and helping assign people to various spots. So
at Two Rivers.
At Two Rivers Park, yeah. So our jobs change year to year and hour to hour sometimes, and that's great.
I'm not sure if I mentioned that before, but yeah, everything kind of starts and ends at Two Rivers Park this Saturday, by the way. So does the River Commission get together and do you all decide about this event, or as the city liaison, does Trent kind of get to kind of plan things out and then you guys show up and help out? Or is it a collaboration between everybody?
I think it's a collaboration. A lot of the planning I am responsible for just because, you know, carrying it out and the details. But
and they're all volunteers.
Although they do put in a lot of hard work as volunteers. I kind of require it of them. But you know, there are a lot of kind of just detailed questions that they help out with. Like it could be prizes for our volunteers, or it could be the food vendor that we use, or the location in the park, or perhaps the band that we select for the celebration. So there are a lot of little details like that. You know, we try to put on a really good kind of celebration and party for the volunteers, because that's who makes this really the event that it is, you know, getting the trash off the river. So we want something that's fun and exciting at the end of the day. So, you know, these guys help with those decisions and how to make that great.
Does people that want to help out on Saturday, do they need to bring anything like gloves, trash bags, any of that?
No, not really. You know, if you're part of a team, you can meet with your team leader at a specific location, and we provide supply bags in advance that include hand sanitizer that we talked about before, gloves, trash bags, also sunscreen, which is kind of important. We're hoping for a nice day on Saturday, but all of the materials are provided by the city.
You talk about teams. Is this kind of like a race event or something like that, where you organize teams in advance, or how does that work? Or will you just be assigned when you get there? Or obviously, you're not going to have folks out alone, because water is still pretty high, right? You want to be safe.
Yeah, well, we certainly want folks in groups, but we also have the opportunity for, let's say, for example, SGM. You know, they have a large group of folks that help clean up every year. They get together as a team in advance, and they'll clean up a specific stretch of a river or location someplace. So we have that opportunity.
Again, the website, if you want to learn more, is cogs.us/Riverfest. Now, you're not charging people to come help, right? You're just asking folks to come out this Saturday. Do you ask for some kind of registration in advance just so you have kind of a head count?
Yeah, it really helps us with planning for the event just in terms of number, you know, food that we provide from Thor's this year, as well as the beer that Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub graciously, you know, donates to the cause. So it helps us just to make sure that we have plenty of things and activities and food and beer for our volunteers.
Again, that website is cogs.us/Riverfest. We'll take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more with Sarah, Erica, and Trent in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about this Saturday's Glenwood Springs River Fest cleanup. It's a chance for everybody to get out, get outdoors and clean up some trash along area rivers and streams. Trent Hyatt is the city staff liaison with the Glenwood Springs River Commission. Sarah Gordon and Erica Gibson are commissioners. And as you can imagine, a lot of members of that commission will be out at Two Rivers Park this Saturday. Again, the actual cleanup happens from 9 to noon, then a three-hour celebration. You know, I like the one-to-one ratio.
Yeah.
You work for 3 hours, you play for 3 hours.
Work hard, play hard.
Exactly. There is some live music, as Trent mentioned earlier, by the way, Saturday afternoon. Some live bluegrass music. I know I recognize the name of the band. Did they do last year too, or was that from some different event that I remember?
Well, maybe both.
Okay.
they were our band last year, and we liked them so much that we asked them to come back this year. They're a bluegrass group, but they also do a lot of fun covers as well. They're relatable to the crowd, so it's a good time with them.
Hard Scrabble, by the way, is the name of the bluegrass band.
And they're from Eagle County, so you may have seen them listed on other events around.
Gotcha. Well, like you say, it could be both.
Right.
You never know. Because at a certain point, everything sounds familiar, if that makes sense. How many members on the River Commission, by the way? How many counterparts do you ladies have? I imagine not everybody shows up to every
seven
meeting. Okay.
Yeah. To go through the math.
How often do you get together?
Once a month.
Okay, and what types of things do you discuss? Obviously, this cleanup is a once-a-year thing. What do you discuss the other 11 meetings?
Well, we talk about a little bit of everything at every meeting. We've been talking about the three-mile confluence a lot recently and talking about trying to find ways to educate our community on the importance of riparian zones. And we usually pretty early in the summer, late spring time frame, we really start to focus a lot on this Riverfest event. And then once we get through that, we start looking at low water and coming up with ideas and plans for the off season around here in the wintertime.
What is a riparian zone, by the way? Define that.
The riparian zone's the corridor right along the river that helps nourish and sustain the animals that use the river, whether it's wildlife coming to get drinks of water or it's just animals that live in the river, aquatic animals. And so it's a buffer zone that helps kind of define between the water and the land. And it's an important corridor along the stretch there. So that's something we've been looking at and talking about a lot in the last several months.
So clarify for me, would this be above flood stage or below flood stage? In other words, was part of the riparian zone underwater this spring and summer? Yes.
Yes. Again, I think it's both. And I mean, you can define different areas of the riparian zone.
Okay.
Those that are more specific to the actual river bank itself and the plant species that are found in those areas. But the larger kind of riparian area could include the flood stage areas and flood zones.
You know, one of my favorite things to say coming from biology is, a woodpecker doesn't know it's called a woodpecker. It just lives its life.
Right.
Clueless, right? And
yeah.
So the animals using the rivers and the riparian zone, they don't care what it's called. And they don't care whether it's underwater or above water in June or December. They just know they need it to live and to be healthy. So, yeah, it can be a little complicated to when you talk about definitions. And there's various commentary on what the definitions should be sometimes, but the animals don't care what the definition is. They just know they need it, right?
Okay, fair enough. I'm curious. So the two of you, this will be your second Riverfest that you've taken part in?
I think this is my third. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So you've got two under your belt now to have a little bit of an idea. You can speak to folks that may be listening right now about what the experience is like. So describe, I guess, maybe if you can think back 2 years ago to your first Riverfest and what that experience was like. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I can say I first showed up, again, I was new to the community, so I just arrived. And you can come as a single person and you'll group up. And I think I even made a couple of friends out of it. You just end up talking to them along the river. But you show up, there's a bunch of people. I think I even remember Trent barely, like just the vague memory of Trent giving some explanations about what to expect for the day and where people are going. And then you just grab your tools, grab your gloves, grab a t-shirt, and put on some sunscreen, and then everyone kind of heads out. Morning light is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you just kind of head out, and again, just as you're cleaning up, you chat, and everyone, I think that's kind of what I remember, actually, is getting involved in what kind of weird things you find along the river.
Yeah.
You see, and eventually, one time there was a raft that went by with a huge, it's actually in this picture, but a culvert that they had found alongside the river. So you find interesting things. There's a shopping cart, a bicycle, weird things. So
obviously it was not the newfangled shopping carts that have the brakes on them, that once you get outside the circle, it'll just
electronic
lock up.
Yeah, exactly. This is an escapee. Yeah.
Sarah, what about you?
Well, you know, one of the biggest impressions the first Riverfest made on me was the swag raffle drawing. Was pretty impressive. And I remember I won something, and I never win anything anywhere. And I remember being really excited I won something. It was a cool dry bag. And then my husband won something, and we couldn't believe he won, and we both won. And so that was it's an impressive collection of stuff that people donate for the swag bags, and I thought that was really fun. And the food was great, and the sort of sense of community was great. And like Erica said, just getting up, you know, getting out there early and feeling like you're really doing something for your community feels so good. And then to come back and celebrate together with good music, good food, good beer, and swag raffle prizes, it just is a great, it's a feel-good event.
Erica kind of answered this question. She said, I guess this would be the weirdest thing that you ever saw that somebody found was the culvert that they had to actually float down the river to get rid of it, get it to a spot where they could, you know, take it off and throw it away. What about you, Sarah?
Well, last year, I had mentioned earlier, I was south of the airport, and I feel like I found some vintage cans from the 40s. I mean, it was they had been there decades. And it just kind of felt cool to feel a connection to the history of the place and the residents that lived there, and thinking and imagining what was in the can, because the label was long gone and eroded. And just imagining, you know, what that part of the river looked like decades ago.
Well, and the irony of it is, if that can would have been manufactured in our lifetimes, it probably would have completely rusted and, you know, been gone by that point.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, they made things a little more durable back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I forget which one of you mentioned the food. Food will be available again this Saturday, right?
That's correct. We have Thor's. Seem to be kind of an annual tradition to have Thor's cater the event, so we'll have free food and beer as well from Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub for our volunteers. We do want to point out that even if you're not a volunteer, we also have the opportunity for you to stop by and get involved and maybe visit with some of our vendors at the event and for a donation as well. So,
all right. So if folks want to, you know, drop a couple dollars in the jar, if you will, that will be acceptable as well. And what will that money be used for, like supplies for next year or?
Generally, you know, the city is a big benefactor of this event, but it couldn't be made possible without the donations from many organizations, specifically JVA Consulting Engineers, Mountain Pest Control, Balcom and Green, and SGM, who kind of seem annually to be big supporters of this event to help us to provide that swag, the food, the beer. But yes, we would use it for future events and then maybe not have to request as much help from our supporters.
Now, you mentioned you will have some brewskis from Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub. Obviously, that would be a 21 and over thing that you'd be handing those out. But is this a kid-friendly event? Is it appropriate for kids?
Absolutely. We encourage families to sign up as a team. We encourage kids to come out. It is definitely a family-friendly event. You know,
grandparents too.
Grandparents,
yeah.
We're at the park, and there's music. There's plenty of things to keep kids busy. So please bring your family.
All right, and again, you can learn more at cogs.us/riverfest. Again, since you're getting beer and food for everybody, you would kind of like a head count, so you do ask folks to register in advance. Again, cogs.us/ Riverfest. Again, it's this Saturday, the actual cleanup from 9 to noon. Then the celebration, which everybody is welcome to attend from noon to 3. And you mentioned that sponsors will have booths set up. Do you know if they'll have like information available? Like, I don't know, in case of SGM, what would they have, you know? Like engineering, they do mostly big like municipal projects now, don't they? I mean, I don't know, have a transit set up? I don't
know. If you need some engineering services, we're going to have plenty of representatives there to help you out with that. But, you know, I think probably a lot of the folks would be there just supplying literature regarding water quality or ways that you can be a good steward.
So it'll be topical.
Topical, okay. Right. We're going to have the Roaring Fork Conservancy there as well, likely, and they'll have their characters, Joe and Flo, to encourage our young ones and our adults to kind of understand the benefits of water quality and how the actions that we take impact our water quality for our local community as well as those downstream from us.
And again, Hardscrabble will be playing Saturday afternoon as well. So if you're familiar with them, some bluegrass and some cover tunes, right?
Yep.
From
Pickin' and Grinnin'.
Eagle County. There you go. Exactly. Plus some giveaway items, like we mentioned earlier, some swag bags for those folks that volunteer. Yeah. And some other giveaways for folks that volunteer as well.
And I guess we should note that it'll be this year in the band shell. So we've had it down by the river in the past, but it's you can't miss
it. Okay, so the other end of Two Rivers, as opposed to down by the boat ramp. Is that what you're talking about? Or
well, generally in the morning we have registration and sign up at near the boat ramp at the shelter there. But we always, you know, these folks are mentioning, Erica and Sarah mentioning how they've gone out in the river and found things. You know, that's when I have my mad dash where I move from the boat ramp over to the band shell and help folks get set up. But yeah, and you know, in regards to the swag that we have, you know, I do want to give a shout out to Troy at Summit Canyon Mountaineering, who really is a big kind of help with that. You know, he reaches out to a lot of the vendors that they have there in the shop, and to Hala and to Air and to Tenkara, you know, to help us get some of the prizes that we give away to folks. But also all volunteers will receive, you know, kind of your Riverfest shirt this year that's got our sponsors on there and the River Commission logo, as well as this year just in an attempt to reduce our waste since we're out there cleaning up the river. You know, we're giving folks a stainless steel cup that they can enjoy their beverages in, as opposed to, you know, using plastic. So.
Is it the special double wall like I have in my water bottle, or is it the more...
It's a stainless steel, more like a pint glass, but stainless steel.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Again, the whole idea is, I remember the couple guys from the Roaring Fork Conservancy talked to us about that a few years ago. Just the amount of water that it takes to produce plastic is astronomical. It's really interesting. So as you see, they had an impact on me.
There you go.
All right, we will take one final break, come back, and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Glenwood Springs' annual Riverfest cleanup, 19th or so annual. Again, Erica Gibson, Sarah Gordon, Trent Hyatt are here. Sarah and Erica from the Glenwood Springs River Commission, and Trent is the staff liaison. So you keep everybody on track. Make sure that they follow the agenda.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
He's very good at that.
Yes.
Every committee of any kind has one, right?
Got to be a bulldog somewhere. Right?
There you go. Exactly. Again, this Saturday is the cleanup from 9 to noon. Everybody will head out. There are assigned groups and routes and clean up a number of different locations on the Roaring Fork, Colorado River, as well as 3 Mile area, Mitchell Creek, just depending on what needs are.
South Canyon, if you can get in there this year.
Right. I imagine. Is South Canyon still running pretty high? Or
I was thinking about the mudslide on Friday. But
fair enough.
The road is now open.
Yes. One lane of the road anyway. That's pretty impressive, wasn't it? Have you seen the pictures The mud up
it
to
was.
The...
That was, I'm sure, exciting for anybody that was traveling down the interstate at that time.
Yeah. No
more
kidding.
Excitement than they wanted, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Again, if you'd like to learn more or to register, obviously it's free because you're helping out, but just trying to get a head count for food and that kind of thing. Website is cogs.us/riverfest. And again, some music from Hardscrabble, some food from Thor's Grill. So it'd be like the buffet, like Tori typically does.
Yep.
With the
fajita burrito buffet.
Perfect. I have had that before. It's always a big hit. Plus, it's simple, and everybody can kind of pick and choose what they want and that kind of thing. And again, some educational information maybe from the sponsors, as well as just a great time for everybody to get together and hang out after a hard day's work or an easy day's work, I guess you might say. Again, you don't need to bring anything. You'll get a T-shirt that has all the sponsor logos and Riverfest 2019 on it. And you provide gloves, trash bags, that kind of thing. Any special prizes, like for the folks that found the culvert and brought the culvert back in the raft, did they get anything special, or is everybody
bragging
just kind of
bragging rights? No, we usually try to reserve some of our swag for the folks that maybe get the most interesting item or the largest haul in off of the river. So.
Okay. And again, a lot of those prizes you said were donated by Summit Canyon Mountaineering. Anybody else that gave prizes or that kind of thing?
No, Troy at Summit Canyon kind of tries to help collect from all of their vendors, all of the items. So, I mean, there are lots of different brands that provide for us, but he kind of collects them for us.
Is he also a member of the River Commission?
Troy is not, but okay. Summit Canyon has been certainly a big involvement in the past few years with helping us collect the swag.
The environmental benefits of cleaning up the river and the riparian area are obvious. What may not be obvious are economic benefits as well to a cleanup like this.
Yeah, in fact, there was a group, the Middle Colorado Watershed Council. They operate from Debec all the way up to Glenwood Springs for the Middle Colorado Watershed area. And they put out a economic study, I think it was maybe a year or two ago, that studied kind of what's the local benefit of the Colorado River. So they found that just specific to the Colorado River and the recreational kind of activities around that, about supports $32 million annually. That's spent on that stretch of the river from Debec up to Glenwood Springs. It supports about 321 local jobs. It's been told to contribute about $15 million to GDP annually and even $2.5 million in state and local tax revenue. So I won't be able to get into the specifics of how that came, these economists came up with the numbers, but it's we know that the rivers are important to our local economies, and they finally had some numbers for that.
Is that on their website, by the way?
Yeah, actually, if you go to the Middle Colorado Watershed.
it's midcowatershed.org.
There you go.
Is the website.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
When you know some things stick, some things don't.
And you know, I don't even think they were looking at the Roaring Fork Valley.
No,
or the Roaring Fork watershed, because,
correct,
you know, with our gold medal waters in the Roaring Fork, you've got a whole nother economic benefit there that wasn't even figured into those really impressive numbers that she just read.
Right. Yeah, they're focusing just on the Middle Colorado, which, again, is Glenwood Canyon to Debec. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, through Debec Canyon. And so, yeah, that does not include that would be Roaring Fork Conservancy would be interested.
Sounds like you've had them on before, Gabe.
A time or two.
You must know a little bit about that group.
Like I say, some of these conversations stick, and most of the time, though, they just get kind of blended together with everything else.
And the Middle Colorado Watershed Council, they've been also kind of a big help with getting the word out about our event and supporting us where they can. So they're kind of a good sister agency for us. But, you know, the Conservancy, the Roaring Fork Conservancy, is well documented, the millions upon millions of dollars that the angling that provides for local economy. And, you know, we focus on angling and rafting, but we also forget about all those customers and what they're doing in the evenings, you know, spending spending time in our local hotels and Airbnbs, as well as in our restaurants. So there's a lot of dollars being spent outside of just those companies that they're using their services.
We mentioned the what you call the cutthroat trout. I like that. Sponsors. Did you want to mention any of the other sponsors for Saturday's event?
Yeah, I'd like to mention them off. I could. You know, we have three levels of sponsors, cutthroat trout being the highest, as well as rainbow trout, and that includes the Colorado River District that's been supporting us for years, the Pullman Food and Drink, Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, Blue Sky Adventures, Boulder Boat Works, who've come on this year, Resource Engineering, as well as Wright Water Engineers. And then we have our Brook Trout sponsors, which include the Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub with their generous beer donation, Summit Canyon Mountaineering with helping us get swag together, as well as Barnes Pearson and Associates, Veracity LLC, Glenwood Springs, or Glenwood Hot Springs Resort, and Shredley, which is another local kind of outdoor female geared apparel company.
I know cutthroat are native species. Rainbow, of course, was genetically engineered in California back in the 1800s. Brooks, are brookies, are they native? I think they may have been transplanted, too.
I thought that all the rainbows, browns, and brookies were kind of a transplanted sport fish, but I'm not certain.
I think you're right. But I know that cutthroats are a native species because right. I know that we talk about those guys from time to time. I guess maybe Sarah, the biologist, should know. The biology teacher, sorry.
Right. Well, I'm not an aquatic biologist.
Okay. All right.
When you become a biologist, you start to realize there are a million specialties, and you don't become specialized in everything. So
once you know, you realize what you don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Or you could be like me and just have knowledge that's half an inch deep and 10 million miles wide. Just scratch the surface of everything.
That's pretty good position to be in as well.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess it depends on the day. Again, you can learn more about this year's Riverfest cleanup at cogs.us/Riverfest. Again, you are looking for folks to register in advance just so you have kind of a head count so that Thor's Grill knows how many lunches to bring or how much food for lunch, and so that Glenwood Canyon Brew Pub knows how much beer to bring. Again, that's for 21 and over, though it is a family-friendly event, so bring the kids. Families can get together along with, I'm trying to remember what you said, Sarah.
Well, grandparents, grandma. Well, yeah, I don't want anyone to feel discouraged.
Cousins.
You know, like my knee is feeling bad. I don't think I can do it, or my back's hurting today, or my neck is hurting. You know, I want people to feel like they can come participate, even if they're not physically as strong as they used to be or as strong as they normally are. So we can find something for them to do. They can still participate and feel good about it and sort of participate in the story of our town. You know, I was thinking this morning driving here that rivers play such a part of American culture and American folklore. You know, you look to Mark Twain and Tom Sawyer and Lewis and Clark used the rivers, and rivers are really part of our psyche as Americans. And I feel like we need to remember that here in this valley, that we're not just about hot springs and ski areas, but we've got two rivers right here in our valley, and I think they need to be elevated in status, and they're part of a history that's pretty impressive. So I want everybody to come. Three-year-olds, they can pick up one little wad of trash, and we'll say good job and give them their Thors. So, yeah.
Perfect. And again, while you are encouraged to register in advance, if anybody shows up at Two Rivers Park between 8:30 and 9 Saturday morning, you're not going to turn them away.
That's right. We'll take you in.
And conversely, if you want to just show up for the celebration between noon and 3, everybody is welcome for that as well, whether you registered or not and whether you helped or not. You just want everybody to come out and maybe talk about why all of this stuff is important.
Right.
Okay. Again, the website is cogs.us/Riverfest if you want to learn more. Again, the 19th-ish annual Riverfest cleanup this Saturday from 9 to noon, and then the celebration from noon to 3 at Two Rivers Park in Glenwood. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, don't wait till the 20th annual to come out and see us. We want to see you this Saturday.
Ladies, anything else from you?
Well, come introduce yourselves. We'd love to get to know you, and there's going to be a lot of other commissioners there, and love to just shake hands and get to know people, and especially if you're new in town or been here for decades, and just come on out. It'll be fun.
And it's not just a Glenwood thing either, by the way. I mean, I know it's the Glenwood Springs River Commission, and you're kind of focusing generally in the area of Glenwood, but everyone is welcome to come out, right?
That's the thing about rivers is they start somewhere and they flow somewhere else. So it's, right. We're all connected.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. All the best. Talk to you next year, if not before.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thanks
again to your listeners.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.